Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. The words of Psalm 57, verses 1 to 5 and 8 to 10. Like so many of the Psalms, not merely a song of praise, not merely a little ditty about how great it is to be mankind on this glorious rock. It should have been, don't get me wrong. We were made to be such, but we're not. And when we hide from the darkness of the present age, we hide from the real reason to praise your Maker, which is that he didn't make you like this. He made you perfect, clean, right, good, true, happy. But we are like this because of another, a deceiver, a wicked one who has tricked us into joining him. But your Maker is not just your Maker. He is also your Redeemer, the one who would pay any price to buy you back from that strong man who has pillaged you and hidden you in his house of decay and futility. It is not good to hide from that danger. It is far better to own it. Call the thing what it is. Stare it in the eye. But even as you do, cry not to yourself, but to the one who is stronger even than the strong man. Be merciful, O God. Be merciful. In you will my life, my Hebrew nefesh, translated here as soul, but so much more. It's all that you are, all that I am. In you, God, all that I am takes refuge. Like a little chicken, under the shadow of the wings of the hen in the deepest winter, kept warm and safe and protected from all else that is around. There we take refuge until the storm passes by. And that is the storm of this life, this age. If it's a clear day, wonderful, great. But just know, storms will come. Storms will come again. They will come and they will go and they will swirl round and round. And the only rock on which you can build your house is this cry to the Most High God, the one who has his own designs on this planet, including the purchasing of it back by the blood of his only begotten Son, that he has sent Jesus from heaven to save you, and he has put to shame that old evil foe, the wicked serpent. The one who would trample us has been trampled under the foot of Christ, and his head is crushed by the heel of the Savior, the sent one, the steadfast, unyielding, permanent fidelity and love of the God who is faithful even when we had been faithless. I don't know what you're facing out there today. I only know the battle that I'm fighting. But we are each fighting these battles every day, and we hide them from each other. We hide the pain, the trial, the struggle. as we sit amid fiery beasts, as those who maybe ought to be friends instead use their mouths like spears and arrows, they wag their tongues and cut us with their own need to justify themselves, even as we cut them back in our defense and our anger and our fear. But above it all, God, the one true God, Yahweh, the Lord of heaven and earth, whose glory is over all things, has awakened. Not that he ever slept, except for that in his Son he slept the sleep of death for you. And he has gotten up, he has anastasised, risen. So we can give thanks. We can sing his praises among the nations because his steadfast love is so much more than our doubt, than our trials. His faithfulness is beyond the clouds of creation, even rising to the hiddenness of hiddenness, the gloria in excelsis, the highest good that ever is. All of that, he remains over and above what we have become, and more so, he has become what we have become, that we might be restored to what he has intended us to be.